Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with, in the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men-pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there's no partiality. End of Colossians chapter 3. Lord, thank you for the opportunity we have of being a part of the family of God. Thank you for the privilege of being ambassadors for your kingdom, the kingdom of light. Thank you for the chance to be your hands and feet in a world. Persons who represent you through our words, our actions, our attitude, the things we say, the things we do. Lord, fill us anew with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your joy, peace, and grace. Help us to be ambassadors that represent you well in every way. More and more living for your glory continually. Set us on fire afresh of your Holy Spirit and empower us to be faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word. Heavenly Father, when you speak, things come into being. Heavenly Father, when you command, that's the way it is. And Heavenly Father, you've called us to do so many things. And so Heavenly Father, I ask and pray that we would walk more in your kingdom, that we would walk more with you as our King, that we'd walk in obedience, that we'd walk in humility, and that we'd walk in trust, trusting you for our protection, trusting you for our provision, trusting you for our direction. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for being the full authority and full of love. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to say a big thank you to all of our listeners that email us to get some of the prayer tools. Remember, as we share about different prayer tools, discipleship articles that we share, our goal is to be able to get them into your hands by way of email so you can use them in your own walk with the Lord, so you can use them as a tool to disciple your family, you and your spouse, you and your family, your children. But also, we're encouraging you to forward them to fellow church members, extended family members, persons that may be a part of on your job, that you work with on the job, but also even saved and unsaved individuals, because again, there are many an article like the kinds that we share that are actually wonderful evangelism as well as discipleship tools. So, and remember, it's so easy to email something, to forward it. And so please do continue to remember to email us to get copies of the prayer tools, the discipleship tools that we share. So we're glad to share them and get them into your hands. Today we're looking at the topic, Ambassadors of the Kingdom of Light. Again, Ambassadors of the Kingdom of Light. You know, the fact is that all of us are called to be individuals that represent Jesus Christ. The moment we receive Christ, we become a part of his family, but also we become representatives for his kingdom. I want to take time now to share an article by the title, The Kingdom of Light and the Kingdom of Darkness. And remember, every believer is an ambassador for the Kingdom of Light, and we need to grow an understanding of how to represent Jesus well in every setting. Again, the article title, The Kingdom of Light and Darkness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, God is light, and in him is there is no darkness at all. Again, 1 John 1, 5. And then John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Again, John chapter 10, verse 10. Then Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, two kingdoms that are just as real as you and I. Every human being lives in and belongs to one kingdom or the other. You cannot be part of both. As believers, we need to clearly understand that once we're saved, we become citizens of the kingdom of light. This is God's kingdom, and this is where the people of God, the church, are called to live and function. As we read and obey the word of God and the Holy Spirit, we walk and serve the Lord in the kingdom of light. Salvation through Christ, blessing, healing, and strength are all ours as we follow the Lord. People who are not saved live and function in the kingdom of darkness. They're not a part of the church, the family of God. They don't know or live by the word of God. These persons, until they receive salvation, are living and functioning in the darkness of this world under the devil's authority. Sometimes one may hear the testimony of a believer who shares about the many things he or she did before coming to know Christ. The testimony typically may say of a young man, when I came to know the Lord, I gave up drinking and smoking. I gave up drugs and chasing women or men. I gave up staying out all night, partying, etc., etc. Well, such a testimony can be both dramatic and powerful. Yet it's important to know that the things that were given up were not quote-unquote sacrifices. These were all habits of darkness, habits or lifestyles that could actually kill a person. Living in darkness won't bless you. It will sooner or later destroy you if you allow it. When people live and function continually in darkness, it leads to a very sad sort of existence. It causes heartache, difficulty, trouble, loss, depression, hopelessness, and finally death. Yet that should be expected because the head of the kingdom of darkness is Satan. Remember, in John chapter 10, verse 10, we learn that his job description is, the thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. The enemy wants to steal as much as he can from you, and he wants to do all that he can to kill you or encourage you to destroy yourself. So the question is, why in the world would anyone want to follow or cooperate with the devil? Yet sadly, many in this world follow him because they're blind, misled, and or deceived. We live in a world that's largely under his influence in many ways, both overtly and subtly. The kingdom of darkness promotes a culture of death. Sadly, many people celebrate Halloween, not realizing that it promotes Satan, demons, and the kingdom of darkness. Believers definitely should not celebrate it. The world is obsessed with death and themes that promote it. Tragically, witchcraft and the Wiccan religion are celebrated by too many people. Voodoo, Ouija boards, horoscopes, psychic hotlines, palm readers, and crystal balls. These are all demonic in nature and lead to further destruction in a person's life. The undead of one stripe or another seems to be dominant in our movies and TV shows. Skull and crossbones decor is widespread as well. All are devices of Satan to promote a culture of death. And tragically, we see in our culture an epidemic of murders, mass shootings, and abortions. There are many reasons why horror movies should be avoided by everyone, especially believers. They're typically demonically inspired, planting demonic thoughts and perspectives into people's minds and hearts and lives. They also plant seeds of fear. Some may say, oh, I just watch them, but they don't scare me or affect me, those scary movies. But fear is there, which gives evil an opportunity. There's no such thing as luck. There's blessing and cursing, light and darkness. People sometimes rely on what they call lucky charms or items to bless and protect them. Luck doesn't exist. Some people may try to carry something like a quote-unquote lucky rabbit's foot. How lucky can it be since the rabbit lost it? God's people must seek to live and dwell daily in the kingdom of light. How? By walking closely with the Lord daily. Read the Word of God every day. See 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. Pray every day. See Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Live what you learn from the Word of God. See James 1, 22. These disciplines or habits can help you to be faithful citizens of the kingdom of light. See 1 John chapter 2, verses 5 to 7. Let's stay away from darkness and live every day in the light, the kingdom of light. Again, the title of that article, The Kingdom of Light and Darkness. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the fact that your word is a book, a manual for the kingdom of light. And help us to know as we read and meditate in your word, you teach us how to function as citizens of the kingdom of light. Help us to be mindful that your word, the Bible, that is our manual for the kingdom of light, prepares us, molds us, and shapes us to become more and more like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us to be wise enough to get into your word, to read and meditate on it every single day. And help us to fill our lives with your word, knowing that as we do that, we're filling our lives with light, with grace, with peace, with power, with joy. Help us to be mindful that your word is the answer to everything. It's the light of the world. And as we fill our hearts and our minds with your word, that light pours more and more deeply and widespread into our lives and every part of our lives. Help us to be wise enough to make it the high priority that you are calling us to make it in our lives, reading and studying it every day. And help us as parents and grandparents to teach and train and have our children to read the word aloud to us so that they too can benefit from filling their hearts and their minds with the kingdom of light manual that we call the Bible, the Word of God. Help us to make that more and more the priority you'd have us to make it as well. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're looking today at the topic, Ambassadors of the Kingdom of Light. We'll be right back.
Lift up your head, lift up your eyes to see. All of creation is waiting and longing for sons and daughters to declare this truth. Lift up your head, lift up your voice and sing. That he is a light shining in the darkness. He is a hope, hope of all the nations. He is the light, he is the light for all the world to see.
The music of Brian and Katie Torwald with He Is the Light. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic, Ambassadors of the Kingdom of Light. And the article that we just shared, again, if you'd like to get a copy of it, email us. My email is joseph@afr.net. The title of that article was The Kingdoms of Light and Darkness. Again, the title, The Kingdoms of Light and Darkness. To get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, joseph@afr.net. Well, if one wants to ask the question, well, how do you fill your life with the light of the kingdom of light? Well, of course, Jesus is the Word of God, and the Word of God is Jesus. And Jesus is the light of the world. Therefore, His Word is the light of the world. If you want to fill your life with the kingdom of light, fill your life with the Word of God. Read and meditate on God's Word every day. And, you know, I often do encourage a habit of reading at least three chapters in your Bible every day. It might be one chapter you read three times over. It might be three different chapters. But remember, God's Word is pure light. And the pure light of God's Word ministers to your mind, body, and spirit. It blesses us in many ways, some of which we don't even begin to comprehend. But God's Word is pure light, pure blessing, pure grace. So reading and studying it every single day is very, very important. But also it molds us and shapes us to be more like Christ. It strengthens us and it helps us to grow our faith as well. I want to take time to read from Hebrews chapter 11, which is the faith chapter. And keep in mind, putting your faith to work is one of the ways where we walk in the light of God. We trust His Word and act on His Word and stand on His Word. So again, Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, for he waited for the city, which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. Verses 1 through 12 of Hebrews chapter 11. Again, keep in mind, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If you want to grow and develop your faith, read and study the word of God and walk out that faith. Put the word of God to work in your life Put your faith to work by standing on the Word of God and obeying and following the Word of God as well. We're looking today at the topic, Ambassadors of the Kingdom of Light. And let me remind you, three important commitments or discipleship habits that we're wise to establish to help us to keep our lives full of the light of God. The three letters of the word pro remind us of three of the basic building blocks of the Christian life, three of the basic building blocks of discipleship. P-R-O refers to P, referring to our prayer life. Every believer is called to have a vibrant, strong prayer life. There's so many things any child of God can accomplish as we take prayer seriously. My encouragement is take your prayer life very seriously. Pray the prayer of Jabez every day over yourself and over your prayer life that God can use it more and more. Lord, thank you for me. Thank you for every person that's a part of our listening family. And thank you for each and every one of our prayer lives. And thank you for the prayer lives of all those we've prayed for today. Lord, bless each and every one of us and our prayer lives indeed. Expand our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon us. Keep us from evil that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name. So the first building block, P, refers to your prayer life. Ask God, trust God to help you build a strong, vibrant, and on fire prayer life. R refers to reading, specifically reading and meditating on the Word of God every single day. You know, we live in a busy world, and sometimes people may say things along the line of, well, I'm just so busy, I don't have time to read my Bible. Well, let me give you the Greek word for that kind of excuse, baloney. We have time for what we want to do, and it's very important that we take time and make time to get into God's Word, because the fact is, if a person in their mind is too busy to read their Bible, they're too busy. You need to cut out maybe one or many other things, because time in the Word of God is just critical to everything in your Christian life. That should be one of those non-negotiables. You are going to make time for God's Word every day. That's how you continue to represent Christ well. Fill up on the Word of God every day. So, A, again, number one, be a person of prayer. P refers to prayer. R refers to reading and meditating on the Word of God daily. And then O, obedience. Live what you learn. Don't just say you've read the Bible to say you've read it. Read it to live it. We're called to be representatives of Christ, and obedience to the Word of God is very, very important to everything in the Christian life. How important it is that we seek to represent Him well. So P-R-O refers to the three basic building blocks of the life of any disciple. Again, we're called to be a people given to prayer, people given to reading and meditating on the Word of God, and the people given to obeying, living the Word of God as well. Father, thank you again for the opportunity for us to open your Word and read and meditate on it every single day. Father, anoint every person that we've lifted up in prayer today and every person that's a part of our listening family. Anoint us all afresh with the Spirit of grace that would encourage us to fill our hearts, our minds, our lives with your Word every single day. And help us to be mindful that as we fill our lives with your Word, we're filling our lives with your light which blesses us, strengthens us, and empowers us and does so much for us. Help us to function faithfully as ambassadors for your kingdom everywhere we go. Help us to know, Lord, that every day is a day to carry gospel tracts with us in order to give them out as your Spirit directs us. Help us to know that every day is a day to have our testimony on our lips and easily accessible in our minds so that we can share that any and everywhere you'd have us to share. Every day is a day to tell others about answered prayer in our lives. And Lord, just set us on fire with the Spirit of grace and passion to be faithful ambassadors for you, representing you well every single place that we go, whether it be to the grocery store or the doctor's office or wherever we might find ourselves in. Help us to know that every day, everywhere we go, it's a place to shine for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and praise you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We're looking in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 3. Again, a powerful but a very helpful insight to be mindful of is that, again, we're to represent Christ everywhere we go. And the key to representing well is being full of the Holy Spirit and yielding to His direction. There's so much work to be done everywhere. So we're to represent Him well. This is Daniel chapter 3, Daniel chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. And here's an example of followers of God who represented Jesus well in the setting of the world where they had been placed. Daniel chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace." So, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre, in symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshipped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you're ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning, fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury, and the expression on his face changed toward Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He spoke and commanded that they heat the furnace 7 times more than it was usually heated. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, "Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said to the king, "True, O king." "Look," he answered, "I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire, and the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him, and they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve or worship any god except their own God." Verses 1 through 28, Daniel chapter 3. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Today we're looking at the topic, Ambassadors of the Kingdom of Light. We'll be right back. Mosaic with Tremble. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic, Ambassadors of the Kingdom of Light. And we were reading through the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 3, picking up once again specifically at verse 26. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here." Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the midst of the fire. And the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king's counselors gathered together, and they saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. The hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him. They have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there's no other God who can deliver like this." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. End of Daniel chapter 3. Now here in this powerful chapter, we see these three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were Jewish, living and serving in the Babylonian kingdom. They were in service to the king, yet when the time came for them to be, well, to do, the king wanted them to worship the statue that he had built, but they knew you only worship God. God is to be worshiped and no one else. The word of God tells us in Exodus chapter 20, one of the Ten Commandments tells us, you shall have no other gods before me. We're to worship God and God alone. Well, the Hebrew boys knew that, and they represented God well. As ambassadors for the kingdom of light that they represented the Lord well and were boldly willing to stand up and not bow down to the wishes of a wicked king. And by the end of the story, the king realized that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego worshiped the Most High God. El Elyon is that name, the Most High God. And apparently he acknowledged that he was above the gods that he, King Nebuchadnezzar himself, served as well. They represented Jesus well. How important it is that we seek to represent the Lord well in every setting. In this case, their very lives were threatened, but they still were willing to boldly stand up for the kingdom of God and stand up for the Lord. How important it is that you and I make it our goal to shine brightly for Jesus Christ again everywhere we go, at home, on the job, at school, in the community, in the grocery store, at the drugstore, wherever you might find yourself. We're to represent Jesus and represent him well. And so we're wise to be people committed to doing that. Daniel chapter 6 is another chapter that's very interesting and powerful, where again, Daniel himself represents the Lord well. Daniel chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps to be over the whole kingdom, and over these three governors, of whom Daniel was one, that the satraps might give account to them so that the king would suffer no loss. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God." So these governors and satraps thronged before the king and said thus to him, "King Darius, live forever. All the governors of the kingdom, the administrators and satraps, the counselors and advisors have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing so that it cannot be changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter." Therefore, King Darius signed the written decree. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. "Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "The thing is true according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter." So they answered and said before the king, "That Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard for you, O king, or for the decree that you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day." And the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself, and he set his heart on Daniel to deliver him and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men approached the king and said to the king, "Know, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and Persians that no decree or statute which the king establishes may be changed." So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you." Then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signets of his lords, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. Now the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him. Also his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you." Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he believed in his God. And the king gave the command, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. Them, their children, and their wives, and the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces before they ever came to the bottom of the den. Then King Darius wrote to all peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, "Peace be multiplied to you." And for time reasons, we'll end it there. But that was verses 1 through 25, Daniel chapter 6. But here, too, Daniel represented the kingdom of God as an ambassador of the kingdom of light well, in that he was an excellent worker. He was such a person of excellence that the king literally wanted to make him basically second in command in his whole kingdom, in view of what a great worker and an efficient, dependable servant in the government that Daniel was. But also, Daniel knew that his God was to be first and number one in his life, and he would only pray to his God. Well, of course, King Darius didn't know what Daniel's enemies were up to when he established the law, but when his enemies established a law that you could only pray to the king for 30 days, and Daniel kept right on praying, well, of course, they were able to incriminate Daniel, because, of course, the law was a wicked law. People can't tell you when to pray or when not to pray anywhere. You can pray wherever you choose to pray. Well, of course, Daniel was convicted and was placed in the den of lions, but King Darius was very displeased about this. He liked Daniel and appreciated who he was and what he did, but the law was such that it was not to be changed. So Daniel was put in the den of lions, but God preserved him, sent an angel and shut the lions' mouths. And so Daniel came out on the other side of the night fine, with no injury whatsoever from the lions. And what a powerful story of him representing the kingdom of light well. Again, he was an excellent worker on his job. At the same time, he was an exceptional servant of the Lord. How important it is that you and I live so that daily we're faithful ambassadors who represent Jesus well everywhere we go. Through our words, through the work that we do, through our actions, through our attitude, our words of love, grace, power, and truth, we're to represent him well every single day. Father, anoint us all afresh with the Spirit of grace. Help us to be faithful ambassadors who daily are growing more and more to be like Jesus and growing in faithfulness. Help us to fill our lives with the light of your word every single day. Help us to be wise enough to pray daily for a fresh infilling of your Holy Spirit. And help us to be a people that are committed to hearing your word and your spirit and doing what you tell us. Help us to know, Lord, that as we listen, grow, and learn, yes, we'll represent you well. Help us to represent you faithfully in our homes with our families, to represent you well on our jobs and in school and in public places. Help us to shine so brightly that people will look at us and see Jesus. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ to make him the Lord and Savior of your life, today is a great day, a wonderful day to make that step. Would you pray this prayer with us right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to obey and follow you every day. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we would very much like to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to get into your hands some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please be sure and get in touch. Again, that email one more time, joseph@afr.net. We definitely hope to hear from you and want to get some of those materials to you right away. Also, if you wanted to get a copy of the article that we shared earlier, the article was entitled The Kingdom of Light, The Kingdoms of Light and Darkness. If you want to get a copy of that article, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'd be glad to get it to you. And again, keep in mind, we're encouraging you regularly email us to get copies of the prayer tools and the discipleship tools that we share about on the broadcast. We're glad to share them with you. We want to encourage you to use them for you and your family, but to share them, forward them on through email, lots of others as you're led. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.